Bunny painted landscapes all his life. This group of glowing, delicately coloured scenes of Provence, painted mainly during the 1920s, clearly shows the influence of Pierre Bonnard. Plein air painting had its heyday in France during the 1920s. Around this time, Bunny bought an old farmhouse in the tiny village of Les Landes, near the Loire Valley, with a huge barn, which he converted into a studio. From there, he made numerous trips into the French countryside, where he painted on-the-spot sketches, with the utmost care, but only worked them up into larger landscapes when he was back in his tiny Paris studio. According to Australian artist Daryl Lindsay, these sketches meant a great deal to him.
During his lifetime, Bunny could not be induced, unless under the bond of great friendship, to part with any of them. They were, so to speak, his lifeblood, and many times I have watched him go through them, lingering over this or that with loving affection.
Though Bunny's landscapes show signs of human habitation, they are like timeless dreamscapes, and it's this quality that connects them to the rest of his work. Reviewing an exhibition of his landscapes in 1944, the Sydney Morning Herald art critic wrote,
"His work belongs to the springtime of painting. The general restraint and economy of the pictorial elements are admirable. Viewed objectively, there is nothing of particular interest, but the delicacy of the diffused tones and the air of lyrical poetry, which takes hold even of the meanest shape, transforms this unexciting scene into one of sheer delight. Bunny seems to discover painting afresh."